Hi, I'm Wendy Zuckerman and you're listening to Science Versus. Today, we are diving into the science of what is perhaps the weirdest and most mysterious psychedelic drug, ayahuasca. If you're into late night talk shows, you'll know that this drug is the talk of Hollywood.
You drank ayahuasca tea.
It's like you can't swing a dead cat without some celebrity telling you a story about this adventure they went on where they took ayahuasca and things got wild. There's Miley Cyrus.
I had a very great ayahuasca experience.
Prince Harry, Megan Fox.
Do you guys know what ayahuasca is?
Oh, yes. Y'all know ayahuasca.
Musicians, sports stars, comedians, podcasters all seem to be giving it a go. And all of these stories start basically the same way. You head into the jungles of South or Central America.
You really are in the middle of the jungle. And
tens of millions of frogs and insects.
F***ing howler monkeys, the most useless animal in the world. They scream at the top of their lung.
And while you're deep in the jungle, you sit in a circle with a bunch of people that you've never met. Someone is brewing this tea.
You know, there's a guy, a shaman, that looks like a shaman.
And he's old and he's got a face like the map of the world. And he calls you forward and you kneel before him.
And I remember watching everybody go up and take theirs. They had one cup, one cup, one cup.
Oh, man.
Awful taste and stuff.
As soon as this goes down, I'm gone.
You might start spewing a ton.
Purge, they call it purging.
Vomit everything out of your body.
So you have a puke bucket too, but some people get the shits. I got the shits.
But what's happening on the outside is nothing compared to what's going on inside your head.
It was incredibly intense. I went to hell for eternity.
This was like somebody unzipped the universe.
Oh, and I saw like gray, like it would look like sand coming from my body.
What was that? Was that me?
And she reached down my throat and pulled out every dead animal I had ever eaten and made me throw it up.
And is that good?
Well, apparently, it is good. Because all that hectic stuff, the vomiting, the pooing, the mind-bending hallucinations, people say that it works miracles.
It was one of the most important things that happened to me in my life. Look, the plant was a medicine.
Just felt wonderful about myself, about decisions I was making, about the direction I was headed in my life.
So today on the show, we are entering the world of ayahuasca. Because while these ayahuasca ceremonies have been going on for ages, scientists have actually bottled the active ingredient in this brew. It's DMT. That's the chemical that makes you trip balls. And amazingly, when you smoke it or inject it, you don't vom or shit yourself, which makes this drug way more tantalizing as a medicine. A medicine that some say might cure depression where no other drugs have helped. So we are going to find out, what on earth is this drug doing to our brains? Can we channel its powers to help us feel wonderful about ourselves? And with all these hectic stories, what are the risks here? To tell us all about it is Joel Werner, supervising producer of Science Versus. Hey, Joel.
Hey, Wendy.
Do you know it's so hot and dry in Melbourne right now that my snot is drying in my nose?
Is that better or worse than in winter where it just like runs out of your nose constantly? Like, I don't know.
It's true. It's convenient. It's more convenient in a little hard package. So Joel, you were supposed to do a completely different episode and then you started reading about DMT and couldn't stop. Why were you so intrigued?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, I studied brain science at uni and I've always been fascinated with the way that this bit of mushy gray stuff in between our ears just creates this entire sense of the world that we have.
Yeah.
And when stuff gets in there and really messes with that, like I want to know more. And I think DMT is a drug that messes with our gray stuff in a way that like not many other drugs do.
Mm. Okay. So So where do we begin?
So yeah, for centuries, people in South and Central America have been drinking this ayahuasca brew and have been using it for healing ceremonies, for spiritual ceremonies. Mm. But like way more recently, in the 1930s, scientists actually isolated the DMT molecule in a lab. But one super interesting thing about DMT is that it's not just found in the plants that they use to make the ayahuasca brew, mm-hmm. right? Like DMT is found in thousands of plant species.
Oh, wow.
And it's not just found in plants, right? DMT is like found in mammals. So we looked in the lung of a rabbit, for example, and we found DMT there. And we've also found DMT occurring in humans, like naturally occurring in humans. Like we produce DMT inside our bodies. It's in our brains. It's in our placentas.
Really?
But it's a big mystery, right? Like we don't really know what it's doing there.
Wow.
So there's been some speculation that DMT might play a role when we're dreaming, for example, or that like when people have near-death experiences, that maybe DMT is wrapped up in that.
But we don't know. We don't know. Yeah. It's so weird. So what do we know about DMT?
So yeah, what we do know, we do know that if you give the body a big dose of it all at once, well, then that's when shit really kicks off.
Right, yes. That is when you unzip the universe or whatever.
You unzip the universe, you throw it off and it crumples in a pile in the corner.
Poor universe.
Okay, so let's dive into the brain of someone on this weird molecule DMT and see what happens as their universe unzips.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to meet Anya. Anya is a psychedelic researcher based in London. She's originally from Russia. And she's been a volunteer in a few DMT experiments being run out of Imperial College London. So she's sitting in the lab there when the team injects DMT straight into her arm.
You feel the liquid going inside. So it's kind of this cold flush going inside. And then you start feeling DMT effects, which is tingling or a rush going through the body and this feeling of acceleration of going somewhere. And then very, very fast after that come very, very strong visual hallucinations of like geometric patterns of something that's moving. I start to have the sensation that I'm being observed or probed or scanned somehow by some entities, that I could see those tendrils coming inside me and like checking through every cell of my body. And at the time I was completely out of it, and it just felt absolutely real, like as real as when we are speaking right now. And in my head I thought, I'm not sure I'm okay with, you know, them checking out every single cell of my body.
So after the aliens examine every cell in Anya's body, they take her to what she describes as some sort of intergalactic hub.
And I was going through different parts of this space hub, observing all the aliens that are there. And it really felt like I'm in the episode of Rick and Morty, in one of those planets. Then I wandered off to the slightly dodgy part of that space hub, and then I realized like, oh, this must be space pirates. And that broke the illusion of how real it was, and I started to laugh. And then I thought, well, only my brain can come up with space pirates here. And with that I realized like, oh, I'm not that representative of Earth who was sent to this space hub. I'm actually taking part in a DMT experiment and my brain just came up with space pirates.
And so is that when the, like when you started to come out of the trip then? Is that like when you...
And that's when I started to come out of the trip.
Saved
and
by the space pirates.
Exactly, exactly.
Wow, that is a drug that makes you trip balls. This is... Yes.
I was wondering if like the Rick and Morty like fan base in her trip is just as toxic as it is in real life. But I don't think we have a way of testing that.
Yeah.
Look, what's really wild about Anya's experience? There's two things. There's two things that make these DMT trips like kind of bizarre, even in the bizarre world of psychedelics. The
right.
first one is just how quickly they happen, right? So like Anya's experience, like how long do you reckon that trip would have taken?
I guess it felt like she would have been under for maybe half a day or something.
Exactly, right? Like ayahuasca ceremonies go on for like 4 to 6 hours, depending on the strength of the dose. In this particular study that Anya was part of, they were experimenting with longer than usual DMT trips. And so she was probably under for about 30 to 45 minutes here. But typically, if you smoke or inject DMT, the peak would have happened about 2 or 3 minutes into the trip.
Whoa! 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, and the whole thing is done and dusted inside 15 minutes on a DMT trip, right? So it's this super intense but also super short-acting psychedelic drug.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
And that's why it's sometimes been given this nickname of the businessman's trip. So, like, the idea is you could have this psychedelic experience in your lunch break and then still be back for the meeting with Harold from HR at 2 p.m.
Joel, our work days are about to get so much more fun.
Look, don't tell Harold from HR. He's a bit of a stickler for no psychedelics in the lunch
right.
break. But
no, that's right. Okay, so can I ask, okay, so super short trips, that is one of the things that makes DMT unique. The other thing, so the fact that she felt like it was really real, like what's going on there? Because I feel like with most sort of psychedelics, they're sort of imprinted on the world. Like you kind of know that you're tripping, but she didn't?
100%, 100%. So like the DMT experience is like fully immersive. And people also report that you don't necessarily feel high, that it still feels like you in your like sober brain. And you're just like, she felt like she was in that intergalactic spaceport. And that was just her life. And that was what she was doing until the space pirates saved her from the trip.
Like at the point of most intense experience, it felt absolutely real. Like, absolutely real.
To find out more about DMT, you've got to head over to our main feed because what you're listening to now is just shots of science verses. It's just a little trip of DMT. But if you want to go the whole nine yards, learn all you can about this amazingly weird drug, then you've got to search for Science Verses in whatever podcast app you're using. So Science VS and click on our episode, Ayahuasca. WTF is up with DMT. It works better when it's written. WTF is up with DMT. Go check it out. I'm Wendy Zukerman. Back to you next time.